Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The left fielder, George Thomas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Regan. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Phil Regan. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Chance. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into left field. Wagner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wagner. Wirt moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Wirt moves to third. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kaline moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirt scores. Kaline scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Demeter moves to second. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Houser moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is one for one in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Chance reaches second base with a double. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball 4. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Lump reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lump moves to third. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Lump scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 3, Indians, 3. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Chance settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan is 0 for 1 in the game. Regan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Chance hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona pinch hits for Tommy John. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvis moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Chance hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Chance reaches second base with a double. Alvis scores. Romano goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Indians. Mickey Lolick now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Held hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Held reaches second base with a double. Chance scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton pinch hits for Don Demeter. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cash is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gates Brown pinch hits for George Thomas. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Bruton now playing center field. Gates Brown now playing left field. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hauser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Brown scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvis. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Alvis steals second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing first base. Bubba Phillips pinch hits for Mickey Lolick. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to third. Wirt moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Chance settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Phillips tags and scores. Wirt tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-5, Indians. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-3 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Word scores. It's 7-6, Indians. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-1 in the game. Bruton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 6. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Egan now pitching. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 2-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pedro Ramos pinch runs for Bob Chance. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Held is hit by the pitch. Ramos moves to second. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-1 in the game. Grant bunts towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Ramos moves to third. Held moves to second. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ramos scores. Held scores. It's 9-6, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hauser moves to third. Brown moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Brown scores. Wagner moves to second. It's 11-6, Indians. Julio Navarro now pitching. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Alves hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Smith now playing right field. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kindle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. Cash moves to second. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cash moves to third. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Jake Wood pinch hits for Julio Navarro. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cash tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 11-7, Indians. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. McAuliffe moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. Wirt moves to third. It's 11-8, Indians. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirt scores. Lump moves to third. It's 11-9, Indians. Sonny Siebert now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 9. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Larry now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smith moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 9. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kindle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kindle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 9. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.